keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world.
It's 18 after on this Monday. As we talked about earlier today, the number of regulations and hurdles to business pulled back by this administration already substantial and important to move business forward. But part of the repeal of the Dodd-Frank bill left something intact called the Durbin Amendment that has continued to create problems for the American consumer. My next guest, Kyle Burgess, Executive Director of Consumers Research. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Glad to have you here. Now, Dodd-Frank, for people that don't know specifically, can you give us an idea of a better explanation of what Dodd-Frank is and what they're trying to get rid of, they being the Republicans?
Sure. Dodd-Frank was enacted under the auspices of protecting consumers and increasing consumer welfare. However, in the recent repeal by the House, the intent there was to pass the Financial Choice Act and replace the Dodd-Frank Act with something that the Republicans felt was a more responsible rule, and it repealed a lot of the Dodd-Frank Act, including the Volcker Rule, the Fiduciary Rule, and even did something like scale the CFPB back, which I think a lot of Republicans felt was enacted a lot of one-size-fits-all rules for things like community banks or lenders of last resort, which really hurt America's most vulnerable consumers.
And for the Durbin Amendment, now this is something that was put there to help debit card fees on banks that the retailers could charge. They put a cap on those, if I'm not mistaken. They were called interchange fees, right? When you use your debit card, the banks could charge a certain amount. Now, caps were put on that. And the alleged idea, and I say alleged because I don't trust Dick Durbin as far as I can throw the man, but the alleged idea was to help out consumers. Of course, that didn't happen, correct?
Yes. The goal was that by putting these caps in place, the fees that retailers would be charged for interchange would go down. And that was true in about 11% of the cases. And the ultimate goal was that these retailers would pass on cost savings to consumers. But when I say it's true in 11% of the cases, when you put a cap in place, and this is across a lot of different industries, not just, you know, banking industry, when you put a cap in place, what happens is those who have the cap put on them will just charge the highest fee possible to everyone. Whereas before the Durbin Amendment was announced, they would have a graduated fee. They would charge higher fees, kind of like a toll road, higher fees for those who use the road most. They would get more fees, and those who use the road least would get fewer fees. And so what happened was these big box retailers experienced a drop, whereas everyone else either got no change or their fees increased. And so even though the average interchange fee went down, the only groups that enjoyed that were the big box retailers. And the cost savings that they experienced, it depends on which expert you ask, and I've looked at a lot of studies, the cost savings they experienced were between $6 and $42 billion. Consumers didn't see those cost savings.
Of course they didn't. So what they'd be pretty simply, they just jacked it up, maximized it across the board so they get more money. And they were following the rules that way. You know, the thing is, for the most part, shouldn't we just let the free market be the free market and let, you know, the consumers judge and then and the entities judge the businesses as to who they want to do business with and vice versa? Wouldn't that set the lowest rates possible?
I think that's why this is a missed opportunity to repeal the Durbin Amendment. I think that would be the best scenario in this case because, as discussed, price controls, they don't work out how we want them to. They've not worked out in housing and they've not worked out in other industries because open markets, free markets, that they are really the best determinants of price. And they don't have the unintended consequences we see with rules like the Durbin Amendment, which ultimately, if I have the time, they resulted in loss of banking opportunities for people because banks needed to make up their revenue in other places, right? They were making money off of interchange before, and when they lost the opportunity to make that revenue, they made it up on the American consumer by charging for free checking. They got rid of half of the free checking available. They increased minimum account balances, and they doubled fees on non-free checking accounts, which pushed about a million consumers out of formal banking.
Yeah. Because the people that could least afford it got hit the hardest, as always happens, those at the bottom rung of the economic ladder get drilled and get knocked off the ladder altogether. It's what happens every single time. And these politicians and their, you know, inability to, you know, see beyond the nose on their face, lose track of that. Kyle Burgess with us, Executive Director of Consumers Research. Kyle, let me ask you this. Overall, since Donald Trump took office, a lot of these problems have been taken away. A lot of these impediments to business, a lot of these roadblocks and regulations removed. Overall, has the president done a good job? Has this Congress done a good job in lowering the bar and the problems facing businesses and consumers?
I think it's very smart of the Trump administration to put in a rule in place that says if you're going to add more rules, you have to take away first. I think that gets back to what you started the show with, which is, you know, too much regulation has too many unintended consequences, and they're moving in the right direction by taking away some of this noise and this unnecessary impediments to free markets.
Yeah, handcuffed consumers are no good. Handcuffed consumers can't get to their wallet to spend money now, can they?
No.
So there's the problem. All right, so will there be a chance, and I'll give you the last word on this, will there be a chance to come back to the Durbin Amendment? Is it over, or can they still come back and clean up that part that you think is important to get out of the way?
Well, the Senate has the opportunity to right this wrong, but I recently talked to a senior staffer on the Hill, and he says it's really unlikely that they'll repeal and replace the Durbin as well. It's just too politically unpopular among Republicans, even though it seems like it's a good move on the Republican Party. There's just too much infighting right now among staffers, and there's major lobbying efforts going on both sides from the retailers and the banks. So it's really unlikely that the Senate will repeal, but it is still possible.
All right. Well, I greatly appreciate you filling us in. I mean, maybe we can correct it as we go forward. We get what we can, and we're happy for that, but there can always be more in reducing regulation. Kyle Burgess, good conversation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kyle Burgess, Executive Director of Consumers Research here on the program. You just got to get all these roadblocks out of the way. It's the way it is. Quick break. We'll be right back right here on the Steve Gruber Show.